B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Right now, it's the fantasy football section of the show. We do it every Thursday with our next guest because he knows everything about fantasy football. He is the reliable one, we call him around here. Eric Cabral is brought to us by Family Company Jewelers. What?
Hi, how are you?
Well, what's happening here? What? What?
Oh, yeah, Eric Cabral is presented by Family and Company Jewelers.
Okay. All right.
Don't miss the 2019 Verraggio Bridal Show, September 13th through 15th. See the largest selection of Verraggio rings in the area and save hundreds. One weekend only, Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Okay, we had. I know what you're doing there, Tyrone. Tyrone's waving like a maniac. I know what the hell's going on here. So yeah, that was your read. But Eric, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
Fantastic. Let's get right into it because a lot of people are hanging on your every word here. Let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagles in this game on Sunday and whether you like any particular angles here.
I like the Eagles to win big. I mean, they're a much better team than Washington. It's just one plenty of points. The problem in fantasy, I've been saying it for months, so many good players on the Eagles that after Carson Wentz, it's going to be tough to glean a ton of value here from the running backs and receivers because everybody's sharing. So, you know, you've done your draft already. Carson Wentz is a must play. Zach Ertz, must play as well. After that, I'm not sure. Running backs are going to share. Receivers are all going to share. The defense, I also have number one for the week against Case Keenum.
Oof. All right. So you have faith in Carson. You got to play.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was going to be MVP 2 years ago. Yes, you got to play him. Top 10 guy.
All right. Let's look around. What pops out at you in these matchups that you really like a particular player?
Well, I mean, it is all about the matchups, but if you drafted a guy as a starter, chances are you're going to use him as a starter, so I don't sit them. Like Kansas City's at Jacksonville. I don't like that matchup at all. The only time last year Mahomes didn't have a touchdown. So they have a timeshare running back. Some of the receivers, you know, I don't like as much this week because Jacksonville's got a good secondary, but are you going to sit any of these guys? So you got to figure out. Damian Williams is not a good play because Jacksonville's a good defense, and McCoy is there now. So you might want to sit him for somebody else as a flex option. It could be Miles Sanders. I don't recommend that until we see what happens with the backfield in Philly. But there are other better matchups here. Like the San Fran-Tampa Bay game should be a shootout all around. Nobody ever thinks of Peyton Barber or Matt Breida. But these running backs in this game should go off. Both quarterbacks should go off. I've got Jameis Winston as a top five quarterback this week at home against a bad defense.
Wow. What about in Arizona with that weird offense that they're going to run out there? How do you read that as far as personnel
love
goes?
It.
You do love it.
It. Yeah, because it's look, the first Chip Kelly good year, I mean, the offensive players put up numbers. This is going to be a more creative, more efficient offense than that. Kyler Murray can run the ball. He's going to be a top 10 running back, maybe not this week right away, but this season because of his legs, like what Michael Vick used to do. Now, he doesn't have great weapons yet after David Johnson, but I do think Christian Kirk will be a top 25 wide receiver much of the season. I think Fitzgerald's got a little bit left. And this week they played Detroit, a team that likes to keep the score down, and they were able to do that most of the time last season. But don't look at last year's defense, so much has changed.
All right, what about this Antonio Brown thing? How does it affect fantasy here?
I just removed him from my rankings. I can't imagine that after what happened today, and what Mayock said to everybody, that they let him play on Monday night. He has to be suspended. Now, it might just be one game. Don't drop Brown from your roster if you're going to trade him away, because he may not play for a month. If you're going to trade him away, make sure you get something decent for him. He still is a very talented guy, and if he's on the Patriots in 3 weeks, he could be a top five receiver this year. So don't do anything dumb, but make sure you have another option for this weekend, and that might mean tonight's game activating a guy like Valdez Scantling instead, which stinks, but I really doubt Brown is playing in week number one.
All right, a lot of questions about Josh Gordon. What do you think about playing him?
Look, if you drafted Gordon, you probably didn't do so as a starter. I do think he's going to have some big games this season. I think he's going to be inconsistent. But let's remember, Tom Brady was not even close to a top 10 quarterback last season. So even if you've got Josh Gordon, and he's not the number one option, Edelman is, and James White is over him as well. Gordon's going to have a bunch of games with 80 yards on five catches. He'll score touchdowns, but I can't tell you it's this week. I don't have him among my top 25 wide receivers. You play him because you have to play him, but how do you have to play a guy like that in week one? Nobody's hurt, and there's no bye weeks yet.
All right, let's get to some questions here. Twitter, Paul wants to know, Josh Gordon or Damian Williams for the flex spot? You can put down on both of them.
I think Williams has to be the option because he's going to get four touches. Gordon might get 6-7. Williams should get 15 here. I doubt LeSean McCoy has a big touch load in week one.
All right, Robbie, half a PPR league, Eckler or James White in the flex?
Ooh, like them both. And they're very similar, but I have Eckler ranked a little bit ahead. No sign of Melvin Gordon. Don't drop him from your teams, but you're not playing him anytime soon.
All right, Micron has a PPR. He has AB, and he needs a replacement. So he's wondering, Mike Williams versus Indy, Geronimo Allison versus the Bears, Christian Kirk versus the Lions.
I mean, Mike Williams is among the top 20 receivers already, even without Brown. It's not a great matchup against Indy, but at least they're at home. But Mike Williams is a more of a touchdown guy, not so great in a PPR. But, I mean, I would take Mike Williams over Tyrell Williams, who's going to be the guy who gains the most in Oakland right now. But still, not the quarterback situation you want.
All right, Francesco on email says Winston or Breeze?
It's Winston, honestly. I mean, both those quarterbacks should go nuts this week. Breeze has to face a very good Houston pass rush, a good secondary there. He is at home, but I just think Winston's matchup is so much better.
All right, Tyrone from our show here wants to know if he's take Larry Fitzgerald as a late draft pick.
I mean, you know, give me three names and I'll say, you know, I'll rank them, but there's not a whole lot of upside with Fitzgerald. I do think Kyler Murray will get him maybe 50, 60 receptions, not a ton of touchdowns. But, you know, in the late in the draft, I'm looking for upside picks more than that. And there's a lot of other young wide receivers. I'd rather have Christian Kirk of Arizona.
Yeah.
He has the upside to be a 1,000-yard receiver. I don't know if Fitzgerald does anymore.
Tyrone has a lot of time to kill because he's out on the Phillies, he announced today, after they lost last night. So that's why
he's. But what if they win today? They could win today.
He says it doesn't matter. It's not going to bring him back in, but I beg to differ. It will. All right, Kyle on Twitter. I need one running back, one flex to start. I need to choose Damian Williams, Stephon Diggs, Mark Ingram. Which two should I choose?
Not Williams there.
No Williams. So Diggs, Stephon Diggs, Mark Ingram, you're going.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Flex option. David Brown wants to know, Tariq Cohen or Chris Godwin, who a lot of people, is he a sleeper in fantasy, Chris Godwin?
I mean, I'd call him a sleeper, except he was being drafted among, like, the top 22 wide receivers. So it's hard to be a sleeper that way.
Okay.
But, I mean, I do like the Penn State kid. I'd play Godwin over Cohen because Chicago just drafted a rookie running back, and he's going to get a lot of runs.
All right, let's go to the phones. Jeff in Coatesville has a question for you. Jeff, you're on with Eric Carabell.
Hey, what's going on? All right, I'm looking at a flex PPR position. Philip Lindsay or Allen Robinson from the Bears?
I mean, probably Lindsay, the timeshare with the Denver running backs there. Royce Freeman's really good, but for week one, I mean, Lindsay's going to catch passes, too. He's going to be their version of, like, Tariq Cohen, I think.
All right, back to email. James White, Marlon Mack, or Calvin Ridley? He needs a running back and a flex out of those three.
I'd play the two running backs there.
Ridley's
a low reception guy.
He also says, should I play Big Ben or Jimmy G?
Oh, no, it's Ben. And Garoppolo, I mean, yes, I do like the matchup for him, but he throws a lot of interceptions. He'll get his receivers a lot of numbers, but I don't know about him.
So. All right, back to Twitter. Nelson, Brandon Cooks, or Adam Thielen for the flex in a PPR league?
It's generally going to be Thielen there, but I do think both have the potential to be a wide receiver one this week, but Thielen generally.
All right, Jimmy, start two of these three. Duke Johnson, Aaron Jones, Calvin Ridley.
It's the running backs again. I mean, Ridley might score a touchdown, but you can never bank on that. The other guys will get a lot more receptions, and they have a shot of getting in the end zone as well.
All right, two quarterback questions, and we'll wrap it up. Carson Wentz or Drew Brees?
Wentz.
Would you consider starting Kyler Murray over Aaron Rodgers because of the matchups in week one?
Yeah, in fact, I think I rank them around the same, like 11-12 range. I would definitely consider it if you want to take a chance. Kyler Murray's going to be good. And I have Wentz as like my number three quarterback of the week.
All right. Well, that was a fast and furious debut by Eric Carabell. Very nicely done, pal. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Good luck.
All right, there he is. Eric Carabel?
Yes, brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Don't miss the 2019 Verraggio Bridal Show, September 13th through 15th. See the largest selection of Verraggio rings in the area. Save hundreds, one weekend only. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.